I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Donald Trump has now formally accepted the Republican nomination for president. In his 75-minute speech last night, he laid out some of the central points of his campaign.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo as long as we are led by politicians who will not put America first. Then we can be assured that other nations will not treat America with respect, the respect that we deserve.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. Well, I've got two of our reporters here, Anjali Shah and Maria Muriel, to talk about what that word might really mean, Americanism. Anjali oversees our Facebook group, the Global Nation Exchange. It's a space for people to talk about immigration and diversity. Maria was in Cleveland covering the Republican convention, is back now in Boston. Maria, what is your sense of how Trump supporters of the convention think of Americanism?
It seems like there's a really strong emphasis on America being better than all other countries, which is something we see a lot, right? America is the best. It's the best country on earth. And that's a fairly common sentiment, right? But there's also a huge fear of illegal immigration that comes along with this interpretation of Americanism as I witnessed it at the RNC.
So exceptionalism plus fear equals Americanism. Anjali, what's your take on the meaning of the word Americanism?
When I was watching the response of the mostly immigrants who are part of the Global Nation Exchange, they have a range of feelings. They're not surprised about Trump's rhetoric, but they are afraid of what it could mean for them, both in terms of what his specific policies would end up being and how it'll affect their neighbors and how they feel about immigrants in their communities.
It's interesting because there's fear on both sides there. Mm-hmm. You know, you see people who support Trump that are really fearful of illegal immigrants, right? That's the rhetoric. And actually last night, I think he said, you know, we need to talk about the threat of illegal immigration. And then here we have people in the exchange, Anjali, that are fearful themselves.
Yeah. So not too big a surprise that fear is a common answer on the Global Nation Exchange. What else are you hearing, Anjali, about reaction to the whole kind of idea of Americanism?
Well, one particular story has stood out to me. Marcel Hutchins, who has contributed to The World and to Global Nation in the past, shared something that happened to her. She's lived in Boston for 4 years. Her family immigrated from Cameroon. For the first time, she was yelled at on the street by passerbys who said, yelled at her, Black lives don't matter. Mm-hmm. And while we don't know whether this is because of Trump or not, she's feeling a heightened sense of worry that people are empowered to harass or mistrust their neighbors.
On this whole subject of what Americanism is, Maria, you were in Cleveland and asked people what they thought it meant to be an American. What kind of answers did you get?
The most common one was freedom. Everybody talked about freedom, whether they were a Trump supporter, whether they were unsure who they were voting for, or whether they were Clinton supporters or just, you know, regular old riler uppers. Everybody talked about freedom. That's what people think America means. And there were some people who also mentioned the Second Amendment as a really big part of what that freedom is. I had somebody tell me that the Second Amendment protects all the other freedoms that the Constitution grants us.
Right to bear arms.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this whole credo of Americanism, how do you think it would play out? I know a lot of people are wondering, if Trump were president, what would be the scene? But how would this play out if he were in office?
The first two things that come to mind to me are deportations and the economy. Democrats do deport people, and nobody should forget that. But, you know, it's very clear that Donald Trump is intent on removing undocumented people from the country. And also, I just feel like when you're setting yourself up to be the best country in the world and better than everybody else, does that make it harder to negotiate with other nations?
Anjali, what about you? How do you think this credo of Americanism would play out if Trump were president?
Most of the immigrants that I've spoken to about what they worry about Trump is that they're not sure what his policies actually mean. He says he wants to deport undocumented immigrants, but the Obama administration has deported between 350 and over 400,000 people a year during Obama's term. So I think what a lot of people want to know is, what more can be done? What more does Trump want to do for undocumented immigrants and their families? I think that's their main concern when they think about what being an American or Americanism could mean going forward.
I just thought it was really interesting that at the convention, it was sort of unclear for me what being an American meant. You know, there was a lot of references to putting Americans first. And I just wanted to be like, who is that, though? Mm. Like, what does that mean? Because it was what was actually clear was who were not Americans, which were radical Islamist extremists, right, as the speaker said throughout the week, and illegal aliens, right? This phrase that kept being used. Those were not Americans. But sort of everybody else could be. And I wasn't entirely sure when they referred to Americans what exactly they meant.
It seemed to me that Trump, on the one hand, wanted to bring people in as Americans. For example, the section about the shootings in Orlando where he courted LGBTQ Americans. But he also brought in people by saying what was not American, in this case, quote unquote, foreign ideologies. But it was always very vague as to what that meant.
Final question for both of you. What has it been like to be a person of color, a hyphenated identity covering this election so far? Anjali?
Well, I don't know that I think of myself really as a hyphenated identity. I think we all have things about us that are different and diverse and make us interesting, frankly. For me, though, I know that, you know, no matter what journalism I do, there's a certain subset of people who will always question my motives. And I think the Trump rhetoric, especially about media writ large and about immigrants, has heightened that. We certainly see a lot of trolls following us on Twitter and saying things that are pretty xenophobic.
And Maria?
It's been hard, actually, to cover this, especially being at the convention. And I've been thinking about it a lot and talking about it a lot with colleagues. You know, when we talk to people with a wide range of opinions, like I've done over the course of this week, we present them as they are. We respect them. Those are Americans. Those are our sources. They are people that we're interviewing. When we cover politicians as journalists, it's our job to kind of hold them up to a different standard, right? And we have to examine everything that they say, and we have to fact check them. Donald Trump makes it difficult to do that without it seeming like I have a horse in this race, I think, you know, especially with the rhetoric that Anjali mentioned that he has toward the media.
The World's Maria Muriel and Anjali Shah. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Marco.
Thanks, Marco.